the Forefathers Fatherhood Podcast, the podcast for fathers by fathers. We talk about the four pillars of fatherhood, which are faith, family, finance, and fitness. And on today's episode, it is a solo episode, and I'm just kind of doing a couple of recaps. Recapping some of the things we posted over the past couple of weeks, talking about some of the past guests, just checking in with you guys before we post the next episode. I wanted to kind of align that with the actual guest podcast and some things that he has going on. So I'm gonna hold it off for a week. And you just get me today, right? So get excited. I'm in my studio and it is 1,000 degrees outside, and I came in here and I didn't turn on the AC before I came in, so I'm gonna take the hoodie off before I melt. Jesus Christ, it's hot in here. And I shouldn't hit record before I went and turned on the AC, but it's all good. I'm gonna sweat it out, thug it out for you guys. This is my sauna time right now since I didn't get in earlier this morning. All right, so couple of things. Let me see. How far do I need to go back, man? I know we haven't talked about several things on here on this Instagram thing, but we are going to go back. And what are the, dang, what were the ones that just really killed people? Oh, boom. Go to Reels and it'll show me like the follow or the videos, how many views it got. Okay. All right. So let's go back. We'll go back a couple of weeks, not super far. Go back a couple of weeks. And we'll bring this thing home really quickly. So this one was like, so for you guys that know me and that have been around for a little while, you know, I'm a strength and conditioning coach. At the start of the pandemic, I started a men's fitness, online men's fitness program called the Dad Bod Father Figure Program. I, at that point, for 2.5 years until most recently, that's all I did. I just coached men, helped them lose weight, get in shape, change their mindset. Guys were dropping 40, 50 pounds in 90 days. It's crazy. Great, great community, which kind of helped push me back into this fatherhood space a little bit too, because the guys that were dealing with were fathers, right? And they were former athletes. They were guys just like myself who were struggling with losing weight, were struggling with showing up as the father that they wanted to be. You know, they want to be the superhero that their kids, you know, see them as being, but then they're too tired to go play, or they're too tired to be involved in the kids' lives. So they need to lose weight. They wanted to have their wives, you know, desire them again. Like, a lot of guys don't talk about that, but that's a big issue, right? You think about it. And it's funny, I thought about this the other day. As men, we will remember, and it came up because one of my boys was talking about it. He's at the grocery store, just grabbing a couple things for dinner that night, and he gets into the line, and it's a older lady, right? I'm 40, he's probably 43, but it's an older lady in line. She turns around, and she's like, oh my God, you're so handsome. The lady's probably 60, right? You're so handsome. Man, you married? Like all those things, right? The old cougar lines, right? She's lucky, right? And this happens so infrequently that dudes remember like these instances, right? Like it's not, unless you're young in your 20s or something like that, where you're out actively courting women, you don't really notice or experience like a whole lot of flirting, right? So when it happens, and you feel different, right? It's a different feeling, and you remember it. And so he brought it up and he was telling the guys group about it, and I was just laughing because dudes miss that. We act all tough and act like we don't care, but like that, those glory days where chicks were used to like be fawning over us, and like when we were high school or college athletes and girls were like throwing themselves at us and we had to fight them off with a stick, we miss those times. We act like we don't care about it. And then I post this video that was actually once one of the ads that I ran for my program, and it's a bodybuilder. He's doing it post interview, and the lady's biting her lip. Gal Gadot, she's sitting next to her co-star. She's biting her lip and looking at him, you know, with those eyes. Angelina Jolie, right? This gets 600,000 plays, right? And like 600,000 plays, 12,000 likes, 168 comments. A lot of these comments are, man, I wish women still looked at me like that. And these are real feelings. We don't talk about this stuff, right? And we'll say that, you know, women only care about money, and, you know, they want to make sure you're making money, and that's all cool. But it's really a cop out for you taking care of your health, right? Oh, I'm so busy, you know, it's my job to provide for the family. I don't have time to go work out. That's cool. You know, you don't make time for your health. Your health will make you make time for it at some point. It's probably going to be inconvenient to you. So I just funny that that got so many views and so many comments. It's like 168 comments, and I didn't intend it to be. Somebody had asked me about it. One of the guys I was coaching asked me about it and asked me how come I don't really tell anybody that I'm still doing the coaching program for guys to lose weight. And I was like, well, because that's not the primary focus. The primary focus right now is being better fathers. But he's like, well, you just throw it out there, man. He's like, you got us. The things that you're doing in our life is helping us in such a way that it does work with fatherhood, right? The guy specifically I was talking to, he lost 37 pounds. And he's just like, hey, man, I'm able to show up in my life completely differently because of this. I'm more confident. When I walk in a room, I feel like the man, right? Which allows me to act like the man and be the man that I want to be. And so he's like, it's just super important. You should share and let guys know that they have the opportunity to do something like this. They're already following you. They're already paying attention to what you're saying. Let them know that you can help them. And I saw that, I threw that out there. So shout out to you, man. There's a post by Theo Vaughn that I really like, because I know I feel this way sometimes. So I'm going to see if I can play it so you guys can hear it. All right. So this obviously resonates, right? Because as men, we are conditioned, we are groomed, we are socialized to be self-sufficient, to not need help, to go out and get it on our own, to struggle and struggle and struggle until we succeed. And that is a great quality to have, right? The resilience, the toughness, the grit, the ability to overcome obstacles are great, great, great attributes and great values to have. You do need to have them, but that doesn't mean that you don't need help in some situations. In order to get to be successful in a lot of different things, you're going to need help, right? Unless you play a individual sport, and even in those cases, you have coaches. You have trainers, you have all these people that help you get to the like the top level. Even like you think about golf, right? Golf is a single sport. It's a one man, one woman sport, right? One guy is hitting the ball. There's a couple of guys hitting the ball. One guy is hitting the ball and that's his ball and it's him versus the course. It's not even him versus you. But even that guy has a caddy, right? Even that guy has somebody he has to depend on. Even that guy has to go over to the golf bag and say, hey man, what club should I use right now? What do you think about the green? Like, how is the grass cut here? Or like, what's the wind situation like? Like, where should I be striking the ball? Even that guy, even at the highest level, Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, all these guys, right? Rory, whatever his name is, right? The guys at the top. Even those guys have support, right? No matter what happened in your past, and I say this all the time, no matter what happened in your past, it may not have been your fault. You may not have had anything to do with it. You depended on somebody and they failed you. That doesn't have to reflect your future, right? What happened in your past may not be your fault, but what happens in the future definitely will be. It's important for you to understand that you don't have to do this thing alone. There are going to be things that you should do alone, that you will do alone, that are necessary to do alone, but not everything. No matter how many times you've been burned, you have to go back to understanding that in order to scale, in order to grow, you have to have someone help you. It's unfortunate, right? Like, I know I want to do stuff by myself all the time. People ask me, can I help you? Can I lend you a hand? And I say no all the time. I don't delegate. I load myself up with as much stuff as I can until eventually I break down and then I have to ask for help, which is like the worst. Because then people see you struggling and then you have to, in the weakest point, be like, oh, I need help. right? But you could, in your strongest situation, be like, oh yeah, I got it. But you know what? Once you grab that too, once you help me with this too, right? Which is why these communities and things are so important, which is why I'm moving us to Social Bug, so we can get away from some of the distractions and really focus on lifting each other up, supporting each other, and being there as a group, right? All right, so Theo, you know what? There was a post that was about Kobe, and I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to play this one because it supports what I just said. But this is not the most popular one. Yeah. I don't know if I can say it better than that, what Inky just said right there. You got to have some people that got your back, because you are going to run up against obstacles. And if you're trying to do anything of meaning, if you're trying to be great at anything, you're going to run up against obstacles. And if you don't have a support system, you don't have people to encourage you, to support you, to lift you up, to push you forward, then you're going to struggle. And there's no need for you to struggle if you can help it, right? If you have an opportunity not to struggle, why would you choose to struggle? This one was huge. This is just like one of those Tonight Show or nightly show, nighttime talk show things. They go out and they interview people, and they're interviewing dads about things going on with their kids, you know. So this is important. All right, so before the wives embarrass the fathers and give out all this information, in the comment section, no, I posted this like kind of as a comedy thing, right? But also, it's kind of sad. You should know these things. And you can see immediately men who would claim to be the leaders and claim to be like these alpha males and claim to be like, you know, the elite males of society. I go out and I provide for my wife, and I go, you know, I go kill the food and bring it home. You know, I bring home the bacon kind of guy. Immediately start making excuses for why they wouldn't know, right? That's just a woman's job. Like, she's supposed to know the birthdays. If she's at home, so she's supposed to know the teachers. And I'm like, bro, I no, I hear you. You have gender roles in your house, and that is what it is. But a simple conversation with your child if they're in school. Now, if they're in high school and they got multiple teachers, maybe that's a little different, right? But a simple conversation with, hey, how was school today? It's probably just that question alone. What did you learn in class today? Maybe that question too. That question alone is going to get, oh, today in Miss Moore's class, we did X, Y, and Z. And then Miss who X, Y. It's very simple to get to that point. Not knowing their birthdays is also a very strange one. Because one, every year on this day, you're buying a gift, right? Two, all the things that you say you're doing, all the things that you're saying are the reason why you aren't able to know these things. I go out, I work 60 hours a week, and I do all this. And you're doing all of that for people who are important to you. It's probably important to know when they were born, right? When you made the switch to go from taking care of just yourself and working 40 hours for just you, to working 80 hours to provide for them, wouldn't that be important? Like, I don't understand how you can be like, that's not my responsibility. To just know the people that you go bust your ass for? Like, you got to have some kind of intimate understanding of the people that you're going out and really literally sacrificing your time and life for. It doesn't make sense to me that you would go out and work a job that you hate for people you don't like and people you can't stand, and you be away from the people that you love the most and not know anything about them, not know who their teacher is, not know who, when their birthday is, not know who their best friend is. these are all very small-sided questions. It's not like, well, who was, you know, your best friend in third grade kind of thing, right? These aren't like multiple thoughts questions. These are like, if you just ask on a regular basis, how was your day? What happened? You're going to get something said about a best friend. Oh, man, you won't believe what so-and-so said today. It was so funny. Or so-and-so is acting really weird today. Or we played basketball today, and I threw a dime to James. And, you know, because we play so much and that's my boy, he was right there. He went up to the basket. You know, you're going to get these things, right? Those things are going to come up pretty naturally. In class today, Miss Moore said this. It's going to come up pretty easily, right? So it's not like they're asking tough questions. They're asking very simple questions. And that's the funny part about it. That's why it's funny, is because these are very basic things to know, right? So we got to do a better job of that, fellas. We can't make that excuse. That excuse doesn't work. That I'm working, so I don't know the people that I'm working for. That doesn't work. Deion Sanders is all over the place, man. But this kind of confirmation, affirmation, this is what we need to do with our children. We need to reaffirm in them who they are, so they understand that they are more powerful than they know. Even when they face adversity, even when they're coming up against it, they need to know who they are. Right? Just those words, right? Show the world, son. Show the world. Like, believe in yourself. Trust in yourself. You have everything that you need. You already have. Everything that you have is all that you need. Like, this is it. You got it, kid. Let's go get it. That's the kind of stuff that empowers kids to go take on the world, right? Those are the kind of things that we need to be promoting. Those are the kind of things that we need to be saying to our children in order for them to step out and go forward. There's been a lot of talk this month about time and the importance of time. So I got two more and then I'm going to get out of here and let you guys go enjoy the rest of your, well, maybe three, but let you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. So this one is Peter Attia. I believe that's how you say it. Or Peter Attia. I'm not sure. But he's talking about the amount of time that you have in your life with your children. And it's not as much as we think, right? Like, we feel like we have all the time in the world. Like, we're like, they're little kids now. I'm not great with little kids, but when they turn into this age, I'm going to be a great father at this age, or blah, 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 right? You hear this talk all the time. Oh, well, he's, you know, he's mommy's boy now, but as he grows older, he's going to want to play. Not necessarily, right? You don't have all of the time you think you have, right? And this is pretty sobering for what he says. So I'm going to try to catch it at the beginning here. So 18, 19 years is the sum total of time, right? Like, after they leave your house, and in some cases there's later, as they leave your house, they go and they have a world and a life of their own. They don't come back and spend a whole lot of time with you. And that time accumulated probably equates to a year. That being said, even in those 18, you get less and less as they get older. I've talked about this before. Like, my daughters are right now, they're at school. And so that's 7 hours that I'm not going to see them on a daily basis. They have multiple practices. They play multiple sports. They both are acting. So they have rehearsals. They have just other stuff. They have friends. They go to their friends' houses sometimes and do things. They go play outside. They have, you know, they have all these different things. And so as they get older, I'm spending less and less time with them, right? Like, they're in my house, but I spend less and less time with them. So I would even say it's probably less than that. It's hard to obviously calculate the time that you get with them, but I would say it's probably less than 19 years over the course of their life that you actually get to be with them. So it's super important that when you have time, that you're effective and efficient in your time. You have to. It's of the utmost importance. The greatest title you're ever going to receive is dad, is father, is papa, is what, padre, whatever it is in your language, Abba, whatever it is in your language, you are not going to get a better title than that. that being the case, you should wear that title as often as you can, because it is important at the highest level. More important probably than anything else you do, right? Two more, fellas. Two more, and I'm going to get out of here. This one is not even a reel. It was just a picture, and I've posted it several times, but this is balancing life is like juggling, right? And it's a guy juggling a stick figure in his faith, family, health, friendships, and career. And at the bottom, it's got a little legend that says the blue balls are glass, the red balls are rubber. The only ball that's rubber here is career. Now, what's being said in this is that you've got to keep these other ones in the air. You've got to keep family. You got to keep faith. You got to keep health. You got to keep friendships. You got to keep those juggling. You got to keep those going. If for one, some reason or another, you need to reach a little further out to get family, you need to reach a little further out to get faith, you need to dive a little deeper to get health, you need to get friendships, right? The one ball that you could let go or should let go is career, right? Because you can bounce back from career. You can bounce back. You get laid off, you can find another job. I have walked out on a couple of $100,000, you know, six-figure salary kind of job a couple times. And we're doing fine. We're doing great, right? Like life has moved on. I bet on myself. I did what I needed to do because I had the skill set to do it. And we're okay. All right. You can bounce back from a career. But if you drop that family ball and it shatters, it can be really hard to put that back together, right? You drop the health ball and it shatters, really hard to build that back up. Friendship, you lose a friend, you shatter a relationship, you may never ever get it back, right? Your faith. Really hard to build your faith once it's been shattered, right? And so you've got to keep those glass balls in play. Every once in a while, it may require you to let go of the rubber ball, let it bounce and get back into it, right? Figure out how to get it back into rotation. But balancing life is a lot like juggling. And you got the four balls, there are five balls that are in the air, faith, family, health, friendships, and career. Let the red ball bounce if you need to, right? And the last one is brand new, but you know, kind of blowing up a little bit just because of probably who was in the video and some of the things he's saying. Mike Tyson is a controversial figure in general. So if you see a video of Mike Tyson, you know it's going to be something special, something worth watching. In this particular video, he's being interviewed about himself and about his career and kind of like where he's at now as opposed to where he was when he was younger. So let's see if I can cue this up perfectly. With the sound. Okay, so the clanging that you heard at the beginning is the championship belts. You just toss them around like these aren't important anymore. So I think while you're young and throughout your life, you should have goals. You should have personal goals. I think while you're young, you chase those personal goals really hard, right? When Mike is young, nothing matters more than being a heavyweight champion of the world. Not friends, not family, not houses, cars, nothing. Nothing matters more than being the heavyweight champion of the world. And it can't, because to get to that level, there's only one heavyweight champion of the world, depending on what belt, right? It's like two or three belts, whatever. There's one Mike Tyson, right? And we can argue who's the best boxer of all time, but Mike is up there, right? There's only one. There's only one way to be that. There's only one way to be the greatest at anything, and it's to sacrifice everything else. In order to be the greatest boxer of all time, you have to realize that that's your whole life. That's your whole identity. And yes, you're going to go out and marry and have children and build these out auxiliary things, right? They become auxiliary things to the main thing, which is you being a champion. And so when Mike says that these things are garbage, what he's saying is that at one time they meant the world to him, but now they mean nothing. They're worthless, right? And I made this analogy in the comment section to somebody, because he was like, you know, that's not worthless. It's something that he did, and it's a huge accomplishment, and there's nothing wrong with pushing for that. And I agree, there's nothing wrong with pushing for that. But a few months ago, we were in Asia. We bounced around for a couple of different countries. So we had currency in multiple countries. We had baht, we had I don't know, we had a bunch of currency, right? When you're in a country, the currency of that country has the high, it has the most value because everybody uses it, right? It's important that you have that currency. But then once you leave that country, that currency is all but worthless. It has some exchange value, but it's not the main currency anymore. When Mike is fighting to be the champion, being the champion is the ultimate currency. Being a father is not on that level. It has some value, some exchange value, but it's not as important as being a champion. When he switches and he's no longer a boxer and he's Mike Tyson the dad, then Mike Tyson the dad is the ultimate currency. And boxing has some translation, right? It has some carryover value, but it's never going to be at the value of being dad, right? And so when he's saying that, he's understanding that sometimes you have to let things go in order to grab on to other things. You cannot hold on to being the heavyweight champion forever. People are going to call you champ no matter what. But you can't hold on to that as your only identity forever. You're going to have to let that go if you want to be a good father. In order to reach the stars, you have to let go of the grass. You can't hold on down here and expect to reach up there. If your goal is the stars, you got to let go of the grass. You're going to have to get off the ground. It is what it is. All right. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up. Again, a couple things. One, Social Bub is where I'm moving all the communities to, www.socialbub.com. What you're looking for is you can go /forfeitfatherhood, or you can just go to www.socialbub.com, go ahead and sign up, and then you're going to join Forfeit Fatherhood. Inside Forfeit Fatherhood, we have the Daily Dad, where I posted. It's a daily blog where it's kind of posting things about fatherhood. Some engaging questions, some engaging conversation. We have the Man Cave, which is for, obviously the Daily Dad is for dads, right? But the Man Cave is just for men in general, right? We're talking about things that are personal development, personal growth, how to become a better man, things that we should be looking at, stoicism, you know, all the things that go into being a man. It's our separate little corner of the world where we can get together and just share and encourage and promote and high five in the open. That's on socialbub.com. Ebook, if you have not gotten the ebook yet, best way to go to it, I mean, I can tell you the link and I'll probably put it in the show notes down below, but it's just to go to www.forfeitfatherhood.com. You can find it there. You can also find it in the card link below in the show notes. That's probably the best way to find everything. Just do that. Let's go to the link in the show notes. You can find everything there. Let me say this. I have the weekend with my kids. My wife, like I said, is out of town, so I get to spend the weekend with my kids. We got four softball games, two softball practices. We're going to try to fit in bowling and mini golf at some point. Busy, busy weekend, man, but I love being present. I love being busy for these reasons, right? I love being busy pouring into my family, pouring into my life the way that I created it. I'll see you guys next week. And hopefully a new episode that will drop that is going to blow your mind. Great stuff with our next guest. I'm really excited for you guys to hear it. And I'll talk to you soon.